Welcome to the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming to you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. Here's your host, Trey Gibson.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 89 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Date for today is going to be May the 4th, 2012. Topic for today is going to be Dad, Look. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the infamous Dad, Look phenomenon. What a little bit about what that means and what that means for us as a parent. And what do we need to be doing about it whenever it can get so annoying. Before we get into that, let's go through some of our housekeeping. Guys, consider signing up for our free email episode notification. That just allows you to get free updates. You can fill that in at the sidebar over there. Just put your name and your email address and you'll get updates of any new material that we come out. We put a lot of the good stuff on there too, so feel free to sign up for that. I'd hate for you guys to miss any of the material that comes out on that. Also, guys, consider becoming a P-Tacker. If you feel like you're getting 20 cents per episode out of this podcast, consider just becoming a member, a supporting member. It helps me support the show and grow this thing as large, big, and fast and quickly as I can. So also consider that. Guys, lastly, one of the most important things you can do is just share these episodes on Facebook. Whenever you get done listening to them, just hit that little share button. It's amazing what that can do for me. Knock it on over there. Just knock out a little bit of episode. This is excellent. Check this out. Whatever it is, I love this because we talked about that. It can be a great way to share these things over there. With all of that said, guys, let's go ahead and jump into our topic for today. Topic for today is Dad, Look. Dad, Look. Today's going to be a very short topic. And the reason before that is it's Friday, guys. And if you guys are like me on a Friday, I don't want to do much thinking. So we're going to keep a nice, simple little thing that we're going to go into today, one of which that I think it's very possible you might run into. So first thing, before I even get into this topic, number one thing that I recommend that you do this week, play with your kids. Go take time and play with your kids. Go spend some time with them doing something, pushing them on the playground in your backyard, take them to the park. Go do something with your kids this week. Remember, your kids need, want, desire, and crave your attention. Take them to go do something. Before we get into kind of more of the talk about what we're going to talk about here, just give you all a real quick story of what happened today. My wife and I, we've got some company coming over this weekend, and got a couple of new couples in our church, and so we invited them over. Super fun folks, really looking forward to having them over. But, you know, we really wanted to get the house, and so my wife really, she bit down, even though she's pregnant and about to explode with a baby. She bit down on the inside and got the inside knocked out. I got out the mower and the weed eater and every other thing out that I could for that yard. And, I mean, I literally spent almost 8 hours today working on a yard. And we got done, and we were sitting down in our porch swing in the backyard just watching the kids. And I tell you, the kids, you know, we were busy today. We were real high activity. Doing a lot of stuff, doing a lot of movement, and kids were just going bonkers. Dad, look, look, dad, mom, look, dad, mom, look, mom, dad, look. And they just were so vehemently craving mom and dad's attention. And, you know, at first I was kind of frustrated, a little upset. I was like, what's going on? Why can't I just have a few minutes to sit down where I'm not having to focus on this? But I began to realize that my wife and I had been so busy today that we had taken very little time to pay attention to the kids. And we homeschool our kids, and so they're home all day. And I always think when I'm in these situations, man, if it's bad enough here, what about the folks who work all day, whose kids are at school or all day? But the kids today, my kids today, really had not gotten much attention from Daddy. And so they were just, and mommy too, and so they were just craving it. Mom, dad, mom, look at me. And you know, and it was interesting, my son was swinging on a swing, and he would do something, and he'd be like, dad, look. Oh man, that was awesome, bud. And he would do the exact same thing over again. Dad, look. And it was the exact same thing. And I started getting frustrated because I was looking at it quantitatively. Okay, bud, you've already shown me that one time. There's a quantity. I should be good. But he kept doing it over and over, and I began to realize that he was trying to fill something qualitatively. He was wanting to have Dad's attentions and Dad's affections. He was wanting to have Mom's attention and Mama's affections. So I started kind of reflecting on the previous parts of that day, and I was hustling and bustling, and I really am a pretty attentive daddy. You know, when my kids are needing my attention, and there was a couple times while I was working today that my son obviously needed my attention, and he did kind of hop on, and he would follow me around for a little bit. And anytime that he did that, I would stop the headphones, and we would talk, and then he would start playing his own thing. But, you know, I began to catch myself getting frustrated that they needed that focus. But, you know, it was a good reminder that sometimes our kids need us to look when we don't want to, when we're tired, when we're exhausted. And they don't do it to drive us nuts. They don't do it to make us go batty. They just do it because they want us to notice them. And in most cases, when your kid is wanting you to look, there's a very, very good reason for that. It's not just a superfluous, whimsical need to have you looking at them. In most cases, when your kid is begging for your attention, they are needing your focus. Often, it's because they have not had it. And I've had parents look at me and say, well, I was listening, I was paying attention. But in reality, they're a million miles away. They are not in that room with that kid. And kids crave that. They crave depth and intimacy with you as a parent. So when kids begin doing that, hey Mom, hey Dad, look at me. That is the classic sign they're not getting enough from us. Now don't panic and don't despair. And whatever you do, stay away from the I'm a bad parent bandwagon. That's not it at all. We get busy in our routines as parents. You, me, we all get busy. We get to doing things. We get to cleaning up the house. We get to working all day and then coming home and having to work on a report or coming home and wanting to relax. I mean, we've got to do these things. But pay attention to your kid. Listen when they say, Dad, look. Dad, look, Dad. Pay attention to those things because those can be a sign. The reason why it is important to do that is that kids will continue to do that as they grow up. But they get trickier, better, and more efficient at doing things that gain your attention. We talk about on Family Podcast Network all the time. Your kids want your attention and they'll get it, whether they can get your positive attention or your negative attention. And listen to this. A little piece of wisdom tidbit. You can just stick in your pipe and smoke it. It's good stuff. Your kid would rather have your negative attention than have no attention at all. And what happens is, what most teens and parents who have come to me in my office, their primary issue, it's not that either one of them are bad people. Not at all. But in most cases, the issue is, the kid has gone ignored for so long, they've just continued to escalate what they've got to do to get our attention. My recommendation is, at the dad, look. Take a look. At the mommy, look at me. Stop and look at him. Stop what you're doing. Put what you're doing down. Walk over to him. Pay attention. If they're drawing, go and look. If they found something incredible or fascinating, go look. But give them your full and undivided attention. I already see some of you guys out there. Y'all's face just went pale. You're like, whoa, wait, Trey, wait. You mean I've got to do that every time? They ask me so many times to do that. Am I really super? Well, I don't know if we got enough time for that. Here's what I found. The more that we ignored today, when my son was swinging, doing the exact same thing on the swing, but wanting us to look every time, the more that we just kept talking or, you know, just kind of kept brushing him off, he wanted more and he wanted more. And finally, I looked at my wife and said, this isn't working. And I looked at my son. I said, "Holy smoke, son, show me." And he showed me. And I said, "Show me again." Showed me again. And he did it over and over and over. And then all of a sudden, guess what? He was done. That was all he needed. He just needed to sponge up some daddy attention. And then he was done. I think we parents struggle. And I'll admit to that today. I think we struggle in concern that if we give them a little bit, that it's not going to satiate them, and they're going to want more and more and more and more and more, and then there's never going to be a stop, and we're never going to get back to work. Rarely is that the case. In most cases, if you'll just give them a little bit, satiate them, dip the sponge in the water, let them absorb it, in most cases, they will relax. We see that in my 2-year-old, too. She'll come up and she'll walk up to us and she'll put her little hands in there. "Dad, up. Dad, up. Dad, Dad, up." And I'll catch myself, especially when I'm working on something. "Hang on, sweetie. Not right now. Not right now. I can't." "Aw." And then she always goes, "Why?" and walks off. She doesn't really want to know why. She just noticed that her brother and sister always ask why when we say no. So she'll walk up. "Dad, up. No, ma'am. Not right now. Why?" And then she toddles off. Right? But she'll come back and she'll come back and she'll come back and she'll come back and she'll come back. And it just starts to really grate on you. But I've realized the fastest way to stop that, to make that quit, is just to quit what I'm doing, shut off the dishwasher, turn off the weed eater, bend down and just pick her up for 30 seconds. And then after those 30 seconds, most cases, she's good, she wants down, and she wanders off. We don't ever see her again for another 2 hours because she's good. That's all she needed. "Dad, look." Give your kiddos those little looks. Give your kiddos those little times. Because that's intimacy. And I think we've had a tendency to devalue and depreciate what intimacy can do for anything. From a marriage to our kids. So I want to encourage you to stop and make time for your kids today. Stop and make time for the dad looks. Prioritize yourself. What is the most important? And in some cases, if our jobs are contingent on something getting done, we've got to do those things. We've got to get those taken care of. Because if we don't have a job, it's going to be very hard to take care of our kids physically. So I'm not saying that you always put that on. Well, you know, but one of the things that we talk about in Family Podcast Network is, this is a family first business. I will always put my family before everything else that I do. And that is the reason why I'm recording at 11 o'clock tonight. That's why last night I was recording at almost 2 in the morning. Because I wanted to take care of everything else. I wanted to have my wife squared away. I wanted to have my kids squared away. I wanted to have time to play, to love, to eat dinner with them. Make sure everybody was in bed. Maybe watch a couple of shows with my wife. Because that's one of the number one ways we like to talk and discourse. We pause a lot. "Oh, you know what happened today?" Pause, you know. Oh, and then so we pause a lot and talk about what happens during the day. But it's one of our major things. So I have prioritized in my mind what is the most important. Do I need to record a podcast? Absolutely. Do I have to work my butt off on creating notes and then recording the podcast and then mixing the podcast down and then audio editing it and then uploading it and then creating some blog stuff for it and then finding a picture for it and then scheduling the times that it's going to go out? Yeah, do I have to do all that stuff? Does it keep me up late? Absolutely. It's important to me. But I've got to prioritize my kids, because when my kids begin to get a whiff of that idea that there are other things that are more important to me right now, the next thing you know, I'm getting a trillion, "Dad, look. Dad, look. Look, Dad. Dad, look. Look, Dad. Dad, look. Look. Look, Dad. Dad, look." I want to play you guys just a real funny clip. Comes from a show called The Family Guy. Listen to me when I say, I do not endorse The Family Guy in any stretch of the imagination. However, this clip that I'm going to play for you guys, one of the funniest flipping things I've ever seen, because it's accurate, and I think every single one of us is going to go, so, you know, is going to laugh and chuckle at it. So first off, don't hear me saying that Family Podcast Network is a supporter of the Family Guy, nor am I saying you're a bad person if you love it. It's not the purpose of this, but take a look at this next clip real quick. Let's get a little bit of a chuckle out of that.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! 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 Ma! 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 Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
That always cracks me up. You know, and the reason that's so funny to me is we've had those moments in our household as well, to where they desperately get your attention. And like, I mean, we've literally had this exact same thing happen with my littlest daughter. She came in and I was sitting there and I was talking with my wife about something pretty serious about finances. And my daughter walked in and she just started poking me in my belly, just poke, 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 poke. Dad, dad, daddy. Daddy. And so we're pretty good. We try to be real good about being respectful. I looked down and I said, sweetie, you need to hang on. And I kept talking to my wife, daddy, daddy. And I looked down and I said, sweetie, you need to hang on, baby. You're just going to have to wait a minute. And I just kept going inside of the dad, daddy, daddy. And I looked down and I said, what? And she just looked up at me and said, hi. And just took off to the room just like that. And so, and I had never seen that. I've never really watched The Family Guy. And somebody had sent that across Facebook a while back, and I saw it, and I mean, I fell out of my chair laughing when I saw that, because I thought, exactly, it's exactly right. But with all of the kidding aside, make sure you take this weekend and pay attention to your kids. Give your kids that attention that they're looking for, so it doesn't turn into that clip. Pay attention to your kiddos. Listen to them. Remember when they're acting that way? They're not doing that just to be little turds. They're doing that because they're trying to fill a need. Now, I want to wrap it up on this thought right here. If you are not willing to feed your kids the attention that they need, they will find somewhere, someone, or something that will fill that for them. If we don't give it to them, sometimes they turn to their friends, boyfriends or girlfriends. Sometimes they turn to video games. Extreme cases, sometimes they turn to substances. We need to be the ones making sure that we are filling our kids with what they need. Because there's a whole lot of people out there who want to do it the wrong way. With your kid. Dad, look. Do it. That doesn't mean you might not need to set some ground rules with it or some boundaries. If you're in the middle of a phone call with a boss or something like that, probably not a good time for that. So you may need to set some ground rules. But make sure the minute that phone gets hung up, the minute that conversation is over, the minute that your TV show is off, whatever, stop what you're doing and either have them come back in the room or let them go ahead and get that attention in. It's very, very important. But guys, that is all that I have today for this episode of the Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Remember, guys, it is all about the relationship with your kids. One of the best ways to show relationship with them is to give them attention. You guys have a good evening. Have a great weekend. Pay attention to your kiddos. We'll see you guys on Monday.